Hey folks, Dan Frio here with my buddy Alan. He's up top. So if you've ever called in, you've spoken to me or Alan. So we're joining. Alan's joining me today to go over how we price loans here. Our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. Now today we thought we'd explain to you guys exactly how we do this. But before we go there, I want to show you what the markets are doing right now. Behind the scenes, a nice little reprieve in rates today. So you know, I had a slogan, and Alan remembers this. I was actually highlighted, I think, in Yahoo Finance or something like that, where you know I was saying pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, and the reason why is back in like 2020, is a lot of people they would start the mortgage or refinance process. They were at, you know, rates at 5-6%. They could get like 2-2.5-3, and they're waiting for more and more and more of a savings. So I thought I'd come out today and just we'll go through the numbers with you guys. And please, when you're looking at these numbers, don't get too greedy. Okay, so if you could save $300, you know, that lower rate by an eighth might save you $305. Is it worth losing all that? So I'll leave that up to you guys. So here's what we want to talk about today. What's going on with rates, the whys behind it, and then how we compare rates with over 30 different lenders. So how you doing today, Alan?
Perfect.
I'm going to make sure your audio is good, buddy. You're looking good, Buster. Okay, so here's what we saw. This was an article on Yahoo Finance, and Alan can attribute to this because he was part of the kind of non-QM or subprime back in the day. We were all, if you've been in this mortgage business over 20 years, you were in it. But here's what I want to explain to you guys. In this highlight that we see on the screen right now, it says weekly mortgage refinance demands shot up 23%. We can attest to that. We can't even keep up with the people calling in right now. But one of the things it says with riskier loans making a comeback, and I kind of did a deep dive into this, and the riskier loans that they were talking about is adjustable rate mortgages. Now, Alan was involved in this. Alan, remember back, what was it, 19, before, you know, 2002, 3, 4. Remember those programs? It was stated NINA. Explain to everybody what a NINA loan was and how you could do 100% financing. You didn't even have to have that great a credit. You could kind of have shitty credit, not much money in the bank, and you could qualify for 100% financing. So explain what was NINA at the time, because you have to understand what happened.
Yeah, that was a risky loan. NINA stood for no income, no assets. So you didn't have to show that you could afford the payment or that you even had the money needed for closing. Basically, if you could fog a mirror, you would get a loan. That's risky. No down payment on top of that. That was the riskiest of any type of loan that I've ever seen. So yeah, NINA, no income, no asset.
And even at the time, they were adjustable rates like a lot of people are doing now. But they aren't even close to what they were back in the day. So back in the day, basically, like Alan was saying, if you had a heartbeat, you can basically buy a home for 100% financing. Okay, so here's what happened: is home prices at that time every year they're going up and up and up and up. It was basically as high as it got to that point. But what happened is people were taking advantage of that because they would get into it. Wasn't just that program. It was also, they were on adjustable rate, teaser loan things, negative AM. What that meant was the payments they made didn't even cover their interest, okay? So they were set on that, and then what happened is like 3 years later, their rate would adjust to a higher rate, and then it would include principal and interest. So people saw their mortgage payments double, triple in some cases. What happened is during that time, people would continue to refinance because their home prices kept going up and up and up, and they would get these dumb loans again, the NINAs, and they would do it again. But what happened was when houses peaked, they hit top and then they started coming down. People couldn't refinance. So now they're like, okay, I can't afford these payments because I have this stupid NINA adjustable rate negative AM thing. Now what do I do? So those people, because they were at 100% financing, they had no options. You have to sell the house, or because you're at 100% financing, you're actually underwater. So many people just walked away, and that's what caused the problem. So now in today's market, you see adjustable rates, but what we want to do is go over here in a minute. Alan's going to bring up the screen, and I want to show you guys how, you know, even though they say adjustable rate mortgages are hitting mainstream and so forth, we don't see it on our end that the rates are that much beneficial. And here, let me show you rates today. So here's where the rates are today. 30-year fix is 6.5, on an ARM is 6.125, basically. I want to show you when we go into our pricing engine, we can't find these rates like this. So I don't say they don't, that they're not existing, but it's really hard to find this. And that's why we really don't put a lot of people in adjustable rate mortgages. Okay, but the next thing, you know, we want to talk about is right through here. Should you refinance? And we're going to go through some numbers with you guys. This is a calculator that's on our website that you can use to see, you know, how much your savings would be. And we're going to talk about several things you need to do to prepare before you start working on a refinance. These are seven common mistakes homeowners make when they're refinancing. But first, before we lose you guys, give us some questions if you are out there. Let us know your scenario. And who do we have? Jose, thanks for joining us today, buddy. Who's this other one? Antonio, I'll lock it at 5.99%. They might be there today. If you have an FHA loan, you might be at 5.99 today. So, Alan, I'm going to shut down my screen for a second, my share. Could you bring up the, let me see if this will work. See if you can bring up the rates that we have.
Yeah.
Are you able to do that?
Trying to do that. Stop?
Here, let me do this. Here we go. Let me know if it works. If not, I already have it queued in on my side, if need be.
It's telling me that it's sharing, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it. Alan sent screen.
There it is.
There we go. Okay. All right. So walk through this with somebody. If you could blow it up a little bit, I can have a hard time seeing it. Here's how we do what we do, folks. So let me let you understand what Alan and I do. We've been working together probably since 2003 or something like that. So over 10 years we've been working together. And yeah, what we do now is we work at a federal bank. That's basically what it is. So the nice thing about that is that gives us a license in every state in the whole country. So if you're out there in Hawaii, you're out there in Maine, you're out there in, you know, Iowa, we can help you. So we're licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the reason why we're here, because we're on a national basis. As you guys know, we're on YouTube and other social media. So we want to be able to offer you more and more options because we know what your goal is. When you're calling us, you're like, the first questions I get from everybody is, what's your rate and what's your fees? Okay, so what we wanted to do is be able to facilitate and help more and more people, because this, you know, when you're out there looking for a mortgage, what are you looking to do? Okay, you're looking for that low rate and low fees. So you call this bank and call that bank and call this bank and call that bank. Wonder if you could just do it with one site. And that's why we come to one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, here's how it works. Alan, if you want to walk them through kind of what we do on the back end, he's the end-all, beat-all this. I screw up rates so much that I usually write down all my stuff, give it to him, and say, dude, can you get the rates on this so I don't mess it up? There's a lot of, you know, different pieces in the background. But if you can walk them through, you know, let's go through an FHA streamline right now. Those seem to be huge, yeah, right now with people. So if you have an FHA loan, it's really simple to refinance. I'll let Alan take it from here.
Yeah, so let's just go through the tabs real quick and fill in all the information to give you an example. So FHA, we'll do refinance 30 years, streamline refinance, which is a great program because no income is needed. No appraisal. Let's say it's worth 425 and a base loan amount of, I don't know, 390. Nothing else is needed there. Credit score, we're going to say 680. Primary residence, single family, one unit, not a manufactured. Zip code, we'll just use where I live in Illinois. And then scroll down here, hit submit. And then what's this is doing is it's scanning the system for the lenders that we use to give you an idea what rates are at. So right here at 6, you're getting a lender credit of about $218. So yeah, I mean, 599 might even be
in the
wheelhouse
if that person's FHA. So this is an FHA loan where you're already in an FHA loan. The cool thing about the streamline, like Alan said, you don't need an appraisal, don't need another appraisal. We don't even need to verify your income. And here's, you know, we just spoke about how subprimes were so bad because you didn't have to verify income or anything else like that. But why they do this on this is it's an FHA streamline, meaning you already have an FHA loan. To qualify for the program, you have to have or get a rate that's at least a 0.5% lower than you're currently at. So here's how they look at it. They're like, okay, if you can, if you never miss a payment with the lower payment or the payment that you have now, well, this refinance is the only way you qualify is you're going to have to, you know, cut your rate 0.5%. Ultimately, it'll cut your payments. So if you're able to afford that higher house payment, well, this one should be much easier for you. So that's their thinking behind it. That's why they're saying we don't need an appraisal and we don't need to re-verify your income. It's just a hassle. We just want to help you out. We want to drive down those interest rates for you as easy as we possibly can do. So that's a perfect example of an FHA loan. There you could do kind of this same program with VA and USDA is hard. A lot of people, you know, when you hear about 100% financing, you're like, okay, I can go with a USDA loan, but they're really difficult to get through. So, Alan, if you could pull, what's a couple loans that you've been, let's say, for example, somebody's, you know, watching here and they want to say, okay, yeah, I'm buying my first house. My realtor really wants me to go with that their agent or their mortgage person. You know, how can you guys, do any better? So this is where we come into play, folks. It's not only initially. So here's what you're seeing in the economy right now or in the what's going on in interest rates. Every day, rates, they're all over the map. Okay, but over the last few days, they've been pretty much in a tight range. But there's days where rates will change a quarter, maybe an eighth in a day. That's a pretty darn big move. So what we can do, and here's one of the other reasons why we kind of pride ourselves with having over 30 lenders that we work with. And here's how it works. You put in your application with us, and it's at theRateUpdate.com. What we'll do is we'll pull your credit. We'll get you approved through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and you don't really need to know all these things. And then that's where the work comes in. We're going to start going in and doing all this data and searching to make sure we're finding you the lowest rate with the lowest fees. And that's what this system does for us. So it'll go, and you'll see as Alan works on this more and more and more, you're going to see all the lenders that we work with. You're going to see everything else. And there's more. This is just, I think this has like 20 lenders that we use on here. There's another system that has like, I think about 5, 6, 7, 8 on there. So there's multiple systems that we use. We just want you guys to understand how this works. So, Alan, go into a if you can run like a VA loan and maybe a purchase on somebody looking to buy their first house with 3% down, just to kind of give people some ideas. And then what I'm going to do is I'll go over to the questions that we have while you're doing on that, and try to see what questions that we might have, and what we can answer for people. So let's go while you're digging in that. What's the chances to get a refinance with late payments on your credit history? Alan, go ahead and answer that one. I talk too much.
Yeah, it just depends on how long ago the late was, and if you're still late, you'd have to be current. And I believe FHA is going to be 0 by 30 in the last 3 months. Conventional wouldn't approve it if it's within 12 months, but FHA you'd have a shot, yeah, for sure. That'd be something we can definitely look at.
If you, Rose, if you do have, you know, one late pay in the last year, but it's over 6 months old and your credit scores are, you know, pretty good, maybe in the high 600, low 700s, you just might have a chance. We can sure give it a try. And all it does is takes you, you know, 10 minutes of your time filling out our application, and we'll take you there in a second.
So this is a conventional 3% down program, and we're going to see a couple different programs based on, you know, the income that's used. So, I mean, right now, depending on what the qualifying income is, will determine the program we can put them on or use. So, I mean, home ready, you're going to be looking at 6.375, maybe even 6.25 on a conventional loan, which is, we haven't seen that, I don't think, this year.
It kind of,
yeah.
I had to go over to Alan this morning. I'm like, dude, you got to double check this rate for me because there's no way rates are this low. And he's like, it was somebody looking to refinance at like a 60 loan to value with really good scores. And I'm like, that rate's too low. And he's like, that's the rate. So that the rates are coming down into a nice little pocket that's really helping.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great example of the different lenders because, you know, right here at the top is our best priced lender. And then our second best is, you know, Loan United. They're given the same rate, but it would be a $2,000 difference in points between the two. So, you know, I mean, look at this one.
Yeah.
So, you know,
here's the wild thing is
that's a great.
Even looking up, you know, on Mortgage News Daily right now, I'll pull it up on my side, but they have a 30-year fix at 6.53. Now that person has a 780 credit score with a 20% down. This is how Mortgage News Daily does it. So Mortgage News Daily has it at 6.53. Alan's finding it at 6.375 with a credit back. So that's why, you know, some people even ask me sometimes, they're like,
3%
how'd you get such a low rate? And I'm like, that's what we do, folks. So
yeah.
All right, let's jump into some of these and see if you can price out some of these for us, and maybe we can help out some people today. Okay, when will jumbo refinances in Cali go to 5%? I don't think, Derek, I'm not even thinking the rates are going to get like down in the fives, like 5.25 or something like that, for a while. Okay, because it's that big thing with the Federal Reserve. They're keeping their secured rate, short-term rates, at 4.25 to 4.5. So there's usually almost a 2% spread between that and mortgage rates, and that's why you're seeing rates where they are today. So until the Federal Reserve really cuts down to like 3%, you're never going to see 5%. And it's getting close right now, but the Federal Reserve is going to have to start cutting, and when they do, that's when you're going to start seeing these things come in. And what I've been predicting, if you've been following me for, you know, last 6 months, year or two, I've been saying by Q3 of this year, my expectations are we're going to be at 6.5, and we're there right now. I didn't expect anything to happen with home prices. You know, as you see, some of the markets are down 10-12%, and you're like, oh, see, I told you. Well, if you got to think about it this way, if the real estate is flat, if there's a market down 10-12%, that means there's another market up 10-12%. So the whole, you know, there are pockets of the country right now struggling, but there are also pockets of the country doing pretty darn well. Okay, so let's get to the next one, Alan. Do you work with self-employed? That is yep. Alan's wheelhouse.
We absolutely do.
Yeah, yes,
we have a lot of programs for self-employed.
Alan, he's usually the one. I do most of the marketing. I talk to a lot of clients. Alan's he's the one in the background controlling all that's going on between the file flows and everything else. So he keeps abreast of all these things. I try to do my best. That's why I go to him a lot of times to just ask him, you know, what's going on with this, what's going on with that. So just so you guys understand, the programs that we offer, they're basically, if it's a residential loan out there, you have to remember, we're dealing with 33 total lenders that we work with right now. I'm not going to say they're banks. They're banks, mortgage companies, and credit unions. So we have all those programs available for you. We have programs like if you're an investor, we have DSCR, which is called debt service coverage ratio. So as long as the rent is equal to or greater than the mortgage payment, you qualify. So it's programs like that that can really help people get into real estate now, help them refinance at lower rates and things like that. But let's go to the next one, Alan. Sorry, I know I ramble. $330K with 20% down. Antonio, what would you say your credit score is, my man? All I need is your credit score and your zip code if you have it. We'll wait for a second for you. Hopefully you're still on here with us. But Antonio, if you can give us your credit score, because that plays a huge role in a lot of these things. I'll wait for you to post up. We'll come back to you here in a second. Joe V, are you the one that we Joe V, let's see. I think you're in here right now too. Are y'all rates still around 6.625? You know what, Joe? If you're the Joe V, I think who you are, what we'll do is either Alan or myself will email you or text you right after this to give you an update on where our rates are today. Let's go back to the next question that we have. So we're waiting for Antonio to give us his credit score. And yes, good credit score, 760 and FHA. So who is this one? Armando Flores.
Yeah.
Let's see if okay, we have an answer. Antonio hasn't responded yet. So let's go. And yes, good credit score, 760 and FHA. So Armando, let's talk to those out there with an FHA loan, because the Streamline might not be the way to go. Okay, and here's why. When you get an FHA loan, it doesn't matter if you put down 3.5%, the minimum required, or you can put down 50%. You still need PMI, mortgage insurance. It's called MIP on FHA. It could be $100, $200 a month. So even though that rate is really good, it might be beneficial to go to a conventional loan to remove that PMI if you're under 80%. Now, Armando, if you're over, I don't know when you bought the property, but if you bought it in the last year or two, you probably aren't at that 80%. So the FHA Streamline would work perfect for you. And as you saw rates today, you might even get it like 599. I don't know what you're at now, but that can help you out huge. So let's keep going, Alan. Are y'all still? We got to that one, and we got the credit score, I think. Armando, credit score was well over 760. So let's go back. Well, I don't think that that's the same person. Am I scrolling around? Okay, how was it that my lender in California and I've lived in Texas got me a 6 and I wasn't? You understand that?
I think you might be referring to when we said that we haven't seen that rate in all year. That's not entirely true for FHA, which is completely priced differently than conventional. So sorry about that. I was referring to conventional. Conventional has not been around 6 all year.
All right, let's see if I missed any other. Thanks for the answer. No. That's it for those questions right now. So let's go over to, if you could just go through some scenarios. I'm sure people are going to jump back in here and give us some ideas. But if you're out there and you want us to just run your scenario, that's why we're here doing this live, folks. We're here to just help explain to you guys how we do this behind the scenes. And this is, if you go to, here's the problem. If you go to your credit union or you go to your local bank or whatever, what happens is they have their programs. And then also once you lock in, you're done. Okay, so here, let me kind of fill you in on a little trick that we do. Let's say, for example, you're like today, I think we locked in 3 or 4 people. We have the PPI coming out tomorrow, producer prices. I don't know what they're going to come in at. So let's say they come in terribly. Well, and rates take a spike up. Well, we're good because we locked in our clients. Let's say, however, it comes in really good and rates just drop. Well, if you're at a credit union, you're at your bank, you're stuck. There's nothing you can do. You're locked in. It's like buying a stock. Here, let me give you an analogy. And if you've been on my show before, you might have heard this. When you're floating a rate, okay, so what we do is when you put in your application, we start talking, we could probably get you this rate, and here's the fees, and here's the cost, and here's your payment and everything. But what happens is when we lock in your rate, that means you'd say, okay, I'm good with this. I am good to go. We lock it. That means kind of like you bought the stock. And let me explain. I've been watching NVIDIA stock for 2 years now, and I still can't buy the thing because every day it goes up like 5%. And I'm like, okay, at some point this is going to crack. I watch that going up. And then let's say, for example, I'm watching it. That's called floating. So now I'm like, okay, I'm just going to buy this thing because I think it's a long-term good investment. So I call my broker, I go through Schwab, and I'm like, okay, I want to buy 100 shares of whatever, NVIDIA. And he's like, okay. Well, if the price goes down the next day, I can't call my broker back up and say, the price went down today, I really didn't want that. Just back out my purchase, and I want to buy at today's price. They're going to laugh, or they're going to just say, sorry, you can't do that. It's kind of how mortgage rates work. Once you lock, you're done, okay? That's where we come into play. You know how we say we have over 30 different lenders? Well, let's say we lock in and rates plummet. Well, we can go to the bank that we have you locked into, or credit union or lender, and we can say, okay, can you work with us? We know, rates got better and so forth. We might do enough volume that they'll say, okay, we'll just give you some credits to balance things out. Or they might say, there's nothing we can do. And I'll just politely say, well, I need you to withdraw the application because, I can get them a much better rate somewhere else. And that's what we do. Okay, so that's the benefit of using somebody like me and Alan, because we have that ability. So you have to think of it not only where you are today, but wonder if tomorrow, the next day, mortgage rates plunge. Are you going to be in a good position or are you stuck? That's the biggest benefit that we want to show you guys. Okay, so let's get, sorry, Alan, I know I babble too much. All right, let's get to this one. Here's a perfect one for you. Joe, let's get to Joe and see what we have here. 138,000 conventional loan refinance. I have 7.5. I owe about half the home, but I'm only 2 years into the 30-year mortgage. 780 credit score. Any idea what kind of rate I can get? Did you pop that up? Is that the one on the screen? My man.
Yep.
So let's do this. I don't know. Alan, can you go to our website and go to the calculator? If you go to our website, the rate update, and you go into calculators, and the ones that we use on videos. What I want to do is show people how they can go to our website, get a calculator, and we just added a new one in there because a lot of the calculators that we had in there, they were terrible. Go down to that one, and then it'll pop up, and then on the left side, about three down, it's going to say refinance calculator. And that's what I want to use. And so what we're going to do, honestly, Joe, on a $138,000 loan, it might be hard. You're probably not going to see a ton of savings. Okay, and no disrespect, but $138,000, $7,500, you know, if you were at $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, the savings would be huge in dollar terms. Percentage-wise, you're still be in a good position. So, Alan, let's scroll over to that. He's 780 credit score. Joe, if you could pop in your zip code, if you don't mind, just for accuracy purposes. Yep, if you can click mortgage, should I refinance?
All right.
And then what we're going to do is, so what he's on is he's on our website. At the top, one of the bars says calculators. Choose the one that we use in videos. The other one's pretty, they kind of suck. But this one's good. And actually, we're working on newer ones in the background. Is it running for you or no?
It's still thinking.
Okay. Well, I have mine up on the screen, so I'll run this on mine. If you just want to go back to go back to that. So, Joe, I need your assistance, Joe. What was the original loan amount that you had on the loan? But right now, I'm just gonna put in 140, just for simplistic purposes. You're at 7.5. What I'm doing is I'm on our calculator right now on another system, so I want to do 140. And let's say that. And we can get 6 point. What is that? 6.25.
Yeah, looks like
holy
it.
Holy sheesh! On my mortgage calculator, Joe, it looks like you could save $102 a month. You go from a 980 payment to an 877 payment. So $102 a month. And again, as a percentage wise, it's pretty darn good. You know, and this is just one thing. This is just how we do it in the background. So what we normally do is when people request, you know, hey, what can I do for you or whatever, this is exactly how we flow you through the system. So let's get to some more other questions. But, Joe, if you need some of our assistance, there's all kind of stuff up here. Just go to our website. Here's what I'd like you guys to do. If you're interested in doing anything or even just setting up a consultation, just go to our website and just click in schedule a consultation. It's that easy, and then just pick me or Alan, and then you'll be off and running. And this is basically what we do during our consultations. So let's get to another one. Let's see what else we got down here, Alan. I bought a home in 2023 with 10% down, with an in-house loan with my credit union. I'm self-employed. I have over 20% equity now. When I refinance, can I use FHA 760 credit score? No, Zach, here's why I would suggest not going. We can compare the numbers for you. But you have over 20% equity now. If you go with an FHA loan, all FHA loans have PMI, or MIP is FHA refers to it. So that might not be your best option. What do you think, Alan?
I would say I agree with you, Dan. Okay. Just depends on what the credit score comes back at. You know, if it's over 740, 720, conventional is probably going to be the best bet, hands down, just because there's no mortgage insurance.
Yeah. Were you able to pull up? Can you run? Oh, you're running the scenario now?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got for you, Zach.
So I think he said, 7.5 is where he's at currently? Yeah.
Yeah, with his credit union.
So he's probably looking at like 6.625, 6.5. Just depends on what the credit score is.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Flip that over to – what's the total payment on that loan?
Let's just say 1793.
So if you go to FHA – so here's, Zach, here's kind of the cool thing that we can do. We can just go in there and change that to a conventional, run the search, and then all the way to the right, it's going to tell us what your total payments is going to be, even mm-hmm. with the PMI.
Yeah, I mean, at a 5.875 rate, so over 0.5% lower, the payment's still higher because of the MI.
Yeah. So, Zach, this might be a perfect example in how even though that rate isn't, you know, it is a percent lower than you have now, you're also going to get rid of that PMI. So if your PMI payment could be 100, 150, 200 bucks a month, so you'll save because of the rate reduction, and then you also save because you're getting rid of the PMI. And the only way to do that really right now is by doing it this way. So, or you, what you could do is you could call your lender. And so if you're out there and you're watching this video, let's say you've been in the house 2, 3, 4 years, okay? This is exactly what my son did. He wasn't at the point yet where his PMI would drop off. But if you watch your home value, like if you go to Zillow or something like that, and you see your value there, and it's putting your loan amount at basically 80% or less, call your servicer, call your mortgage company, and just say, hey, can you do an analysis on my home and see if I can remove the PMI? And they might come out. What my son had to do is I think he had to pay like $100, and they did a valuation. They came back like 2 weeks later and said, yep, you're good to go. We'll remove the PMI. And it was that simple. But, so that's those are some things that you can do. I think Zach just popped in something else. So let's see what he has to say down through here. Making sense. They added 0.5 as PMI at the time because they holding a loan and not selling it. House was 350. Current loan is 306. So, yeah, if you want, just go to our website. Schedule a consultation with me or Alan, and we'd love to walk you through this. And why we do the consultations is here's what we get a lot of times from the customer. You guys, are you going to pull my credit? Is it a soft pull? Is it this? What we want to do is what we'd rather do is kind of like you want to do. I just want to know the facts and then get, you know, what my options are. And that's all we do. We're just going to compile the facts that, like, kind of like we do on here. We're going to go into these systems, make sure we can get you approved first, and then we're going to run these systems to see, you know, where can we get that lowest rate and the lowest fees for you. Okay? So that's that on there. So let's go back up to the top.
I think there was a Lewis that had a question. Where do you go?
You can can you click questions? You're welcome to click anything if you want.
Yeah,
do you have the ability to do that?
No. But Lewis has a 590 new home purchase with 130 down with a FICO score of 690. So let's see what that looks like.
Hey, Lewis, thanks you for joining us, sir. Let's let Alan do his magic over there. 690.
Yeah, he's going to get hit a little bit because of the credit score.
Well, this is one too. Maybe run an FHA, compare the FHA and conventional and see what those total payments are going to be. And that should be in the FHA range. Lewis, he gave us his zip. I love it, Lewis. You even gave us your zip code, buddy.
Yeah, well, saves about $100 going FHA with the mortgage insurance.
What's 10%? You know what though, on him now, because let me explain how the FHA, the MIP or the PMI works. Lewis, in your situation, you're putting down over 10%. The cool thing about FHA is, I don't say it's cool, but the MIP falls off after 11 years. 11 years, it's set. So FHA, if you put down 10% or more, you have that MIP on there for 11 years. If you put down less than 10%, it's on there for the whole life of the loan. And it can't come off unless you refinance. Basically, you can't call in the servicer or do any, you know, ask them any questions. It just, you can't. You have to refinance to get out of it. So, you know, that's what you got to contend with the situation that you're in. But we can present you both offers, see what best fits you for you. We can even talk with your realtor to see maybe the seller doesn't want an FHA loan approval, and because a lot of sellers are reluctant to go with somebody with an FHA approval. Not sure why, but it happens a lot, to be honest with you. Okay. So, let's see, what else? Did you find another one we can run? Let's go through here. Let's go through, I don't know if we've seen that. No worries, Antonio. Let's see what we got here. I have a jumbo loan. Any rate change for that type? Okay, Raziel, I think I said that right. Give us a little more details. What's your loan amount? What's your home value? What's your credit score? And what is your zip code? The zip code is needed because some areas are high cost, meaning, let's say, for example, you can get a normal loan for, like, let's say $600,000. But if you're in a high cost area like Hawaii, New York, you can go up to maybe $1 million. So that's why your zip code comes in. It's really detrimental when we're working on your credit scores, because it does play a role in all these things. So let's see. Did Raziel answer yet? Let's see if we got it down through here. Here's a couple different ones. Raziel, let me make sure I didn't skip around. I have a jumbo loan at 6.5, almost at 20% market on a conventional. Is it worth refinancing at 6 or wait until 5.8? Great question. Let's go. And this is another example of what we get. Okay. So, and don't take offense. Everybody does it, Raziel. You can get 6.5 or 6% or 5.8. Okay. They go in increments of eighths. So it'd be 6 or 5.875. A lot of people want the eighth, you know, that eighth of a difference. Many times it might be $12. And I'm not saying $12, you know, $12 is $12, but. You know, some people are like 8% and they're coming down and they're like, I'm just going to wait for it to drop even more. It's like, well, you're paying 8. Okay, so every day you make a payment, you're throwing interest basically out the window. So what's your thoughts on this one?
Myself? You're asking me?
Yeah, if you, I don't know if we pulled, so if he could get a 6% rate, I have a jumbo loan, 6.5. I don't think you can get a jumbo it's 6 right now or even 5.8, but Raziel, did we get their information?
I didn't see it, but if he could refinance and get a low, you know, reduce his rate by half, it probably would make sense, but I just don't know if that's a possibility for a jumbo loan.
Yeah, I don't think the rate's there for you yet, bud. Raziel, no. I don't have any additional data on that, but I don't think you're going to get a 6% rate. When you get to that point, depending on how much you owe and everything else, reach out to us. The savings might be more than you think. And here's where a lot of people get kind of – when you bought the house, here's the most common mistake we get from people. When you bought the house, the closing fees are crazy. Okay, and the reason being is your title fees could add up to $5,000-$7,000. Okay, when you're buying a home, when you're refinancing your home, it's a fraction of it. Like for example, I did a video one day, and we compared buying a home in Chicago, and the title fees were $12,000. Okay, refinancing, $995. So the cost when you're refinancing are normally a fraction of what they are when you're purchasing a house. That's another piece of the puzzle that a lot of people just don't understand. They're like, I don't want to spend another 10 grand. You don't have to, nor would I. Okay, so let's get to the next one. We do have a USDA question, Alan. So
yeah, I priced that in the background. Okay. So 285 loan amount, 7 1/8 current rate, 725 credit score. What would a refinance look like? Penny max that I'd save between 150 to 200. Yeah, that's about right. You'd probably lower your rate to right around 6.
Could you see what kind of rate they could get? Oh, did you pull it up?
Yeah, I think 6 is probably going to be what they're looking at.
Okay. Wow.
And that from would save right around $200 a month compared to her current payment or
perfect,
his or her.
Perfect. So if that's a big enough savings for you, and we can even track these things for you, folks. And I'm going to get to a couple different things here in a minute showing you how we track this for you. So if you're out there and you're like, the savings just isn't there yet, you know, it's 6.5. Well, maybe 6.25 is. So we can. There's a system we have on our website that you can actually plug in what rate you're looking for a refinance. As soon as it hits there, I'll call you. I'll send you an email. I'll send you a text. I'll send you a video saying, "Hey, your rate watch just hit. Here's the numbers that I have." And but if you want to just give me a call, we can kind of drill it down, see exactly what you're looking for and how much of savings it could be. So, yeah, love to help in any way we can, folks. Let's go down through here monthly right now. Got it. Zach, I think Zach is back. I think we answered his PMI. Yep, we answered that. Let's go to the next one. Did we go through that one? Down 6.5. You want to run? Did we run that one yet?
Sounds familiar.
Antonio, 806 credit. You can just plug in any zip code.
What's the 20? I think it was 330 purchase price.
330, yep, 330, 20% down, offered right now 6.5. Here's another thing that, Antonio, you didn't mention. How much are the closing costs? Okay. So, for example, you might be getting 6.5 and it might be 8,000 in fees. We might be getting 6.5 with no fees. So these are things that all these pieces of the puzzle add up.
Yeah.
Is that what we got as well?
6.5. Yep. No fees.
Okay. So, Antonio, check and see what their fees are, because we might be able to give you the same rate and help you save $2,000-$4,000 in fees. You know, that's another strategy to look at. All right, let's get to the next one. Conventional, $218,000 at 7%, 804 credit score, original loan $220,000. Oh, wow. Starling, love it. It gave us all the data that we needed. Let's see what we got here.
Conventional, $220,000.
When Alan's done, I'm actually going to show you, I'm going to run, go to our website here in a second to show you all the functions and features we have. I know that doesn't sound like the most exciting thing, but if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance. I want you to have all the tools available that we have to offer you guys right on our website. There's going to be calculators. There's all kind of stuff there that I want to go over with you. And then the 7 most common mistakes people make when they're refinancing their home. What you got there?
Yeah, it looks like right around the mid sixes, 6.5.
So we could get you 6. That's a conventional loan, 7. We can get you 6.5. Is that what it's looking like right now?
6.5? Yeah, a lot can depend on the loan to value, how much equity's in the home.
So again, Starling, if you would shoot me an email. Even if you go to our website, there's a tab that says Ask Dan. Hit that button. Just throw in any question that you have. I'd love to answer anything that you might have for me. Let's get to the next one. $265,000. FHA currently at 6.125. Refinance house appraised was $345,000. I'm assuming looking at Lance, you're probably looking at a, wait a second here, 345. What's the LTV on that one?
Yeah, I would say you probably want to look at a conventional loan to remove the
Lance, what's your credit score, bud? Did he give it to us up here?
790.
There it is. Uh-oh. What did I just do? Lance, where do we got? 760 credit score. 790 FICO. 790 it is.
I would say conventional might be the best bet just because FHA is going to have mortgage insurance again. So, I mean, he's got a really good rate on an FHA loan. It'd only be about a quarter lower. But if we were to do conventional, yeah. Well, that's going to come down to the equity.
Got it. So these are the areas. If you're over 80%, you're over 90%, you're over 85%, all these little pieces really make an effect on your mortgage rates. So Lance, if you'd like to just reach out to us and schedule a consultation or email me or whatever, please reach out to us and send me your mortgage statement and I can do it'll give me all the details I need from that. Then I can run an analysis and send it right back to you. Let's see what else we got here. How does closing costs work? How much is it? Thanks on a $750,000 home, Alan. You take that one.
Yeah, I mean, closing costs are different all over the country. It really depends on loan amount, your county. The biggest part of closing costs you're going to probably pay are going to be title, recording. Lender fees are just one fraction of the closing cost. So that's really the only cost that the lender is in charge of. Most of the time, we don't have any closing costs for a purchase. But you're going to have closing fees that are the third-party fees, title, recording. Depending on where you buy, there's going to be different recording costs. So that's a really difficult question to answer. Safely, I would say 8 to 12 grand, safely.
It kind of makes you throw up when you hear those numbers, but it's,
those are all third parties. So yeah. The title company's making money, the county's making money,
yeah.
The insurance.
So- Yeah, when you're buying a house, the title charges, and usually the seller is the one that kind of the seller's attorney usually handles that, or escrow. You really most times don't have really a say in what title company you're going to work with, and that's why usually when we come back to you, we just say, you know, we don't know what those fees are. If you're working with a realtor in the area, that might be a great person to ask. Once you do have your application in our system, we have a sync that's called Smart Fees that we can click it, and what it does is it actually narrows right down into your state, your county, and even your city, and finds the most used title company in that area, and then it populates all the fees. So is that the company they're going to go with? I don't know, but it's going to be pretty darn close. So if you want to, you know, some precise numbers, we really need to see your application so we can run all these numbers for you. Let's keep going down through the equation. 960,000 price, 20% down, FICO 8 score, 776, and Experian application, SD. God bless you, brother. Almost $1 million purchase. See what we got here. Alan's working his magic behind the scene. MBSs, folks, just so you know, they're up 23 ticks right now. That's good news for rates.
Yeah, do we know what zip code he's in?
Oh, you know what?
Here it is. 95035.
Did he put it down somewhere else?
Yeah, so like 649. Look at this credit. $3,200 and credit money back to you at a 649 rate. So we could probably get a lower rate even.
Yep. So what that credit means is, you know, a lot of times it's like, okay, your rate is X, and if you want to buy it down, you can do so. What this system does, it'll find us the kind of the best rate or the lowest rate and still not cost you anything. So the first one that pops up is actually giving you that much in credits. So that would cover, basically, we have no fees. That would cover your appraisal fees, a whole bunch of other fees, and even part of your recording fees and things like that. So it would really drive down your closing costs. And this is where, you know, a lot of times we'll ask, saying, okay, I know we're competing or we're comparing against another place, but we need to know the costs. Because, again, the rate is one piece of a whole slew of different data. Okay, so let's keep going so we can try to get as many people answered as we can. Would it make a difference on my monthly payment? Did we miss Lewis's? Lewis, let's see what we have up here. What if my lender is offering a one buy down? I'm losing his.
That sounds like Lewis. He's buying it, costing a point. Yeah, I don't know.
Lewis, I don't see your previous comment, so I'm having a tough time. Let's see. Lewis Martinez. Lewis, there it is. 590 new home purchase with 130,000 down. Six. FICO score 690. Goodyear, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, this is the guy that might be doing FHA or conventional.
Okay.
Because of that credit score.
And I forget, what was his comment just now? Let me see. Sorry, Lewis. When they come across. Yeah, what if my lender is offering a 1% buy down? Do you mean a 1% down payment loan?
Or they're offering to him to pay 1% in points to buy the rate down.
Gotcha. Well, one point on that loan is a lot of money. And that's what, so hopefully we can compete with them and not, you can waive that 1% with ours. You know, hopefully it's the same rate without that 1%. That happens quite a bit. All right. I'm going to go scroll down to see who we're losing down here. Let's see. We got Joe Cat, 730,000, 300,000 down payment, 826 credit score, 22 grand closing, 649, 10309. This is wild, you know, because a lot of times in my, if you guys ever read my comments on YouTube, a lot of times, you know, down and below, they're like, nobody can afford a house. You would be crazy. Nobody could buy a house in today's market. Look at the line of the people we have that are, you know, Joe and a couple of Lewis and these other people. You're buying, you know, you're in a great position, folks. And not, you know, I love you being here because I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. What are you seeing, bud? 6.375?
22 grand in closing. So, you know, he's going to have to use all that money for closing cost. So he probably would have plenty of money left over to buy the rate down even further. Yeah, he might be in the high fives at the end of the day, just depending on how all the numbers come together.
And we do have another we just brought in a credit union and a couple of different banks. Their pricing is on a different system. So this is the bulk of the systems that we use, but we also have a couple systems in the background. Let's see. What do we got here?
You missed
mine. You missed mine. Let's go back, and I apologize. Let me see if I can go back and find you. I didn't mean to miss you. You see him up here? Hold on. Here it is. Sorry, my friend. Okay, hold on. Did you put another one in there? Let me just make sure this is your first one. It looks like it's your first one. Okay, how much difference between a mortgage for a primary residency and an investment? Can you give me an estimate for $250,000 mortgage investment property have more than 20% down, 720 FICO? Sure.
Yeah, typically what I'm seeing is about a half a point difference in rate between primary and an investment property.
Yeah, I had that one I turned in earlier today. Remember, I was like, I had to take it back from you.
I can't forget an investment property.
So
let's just use this.
I had a borrower email me this morning looking for quotes and rates on a cash out, and I thought it was his primary home. So I gave him a rate, and as I'm going through the application, I realize it's an investment property, and the rate was about a half a percent higher.
Yeah, so this is the investment property, right around 749. You know, let's see what it looks like for primary.
It might be.
I mean, it's going to be more than a half a percent.
Yeah, I think so too.
Wow, a whole point.
Yeah, 1% on that one. So if there's a way to do that as a primary, that's the way I would do it. All right, so sorry I missed that one. Let's go back to I updated my information. You missed mine. I did that. Let's go back here. Sorry, folks. I updated my information. You missed mine. Let's see what we got here. How long can you get an FHA or get on a VA with high FICO? How long can you get a VA with high FICO? I was quoted 5 points. How low can you? Oh, Zulu, let us know, and it's up to you because it's dependent on your credit. What is your credit score? If you give us your credit score.
Let's just use 780.
Did they have it in there?
Or
did
no, they... but he said high.
Okay, so say 750.
Yeah, I mean, the 5.625 was probably involving some points being bought down. I don't know, but I would assume so.
$800.
Yeah, so right now 6% is giving a credit of $1,674. Let me look at one thing real quick. He said he's getting quoted 5,625. So, you know, that's costing him about 3/4 of a point. Got so it. You can do it. It just depends on how much you want the fees to be.
Yeah, so Zulu, let us know if they're charging you fees and points and things like that so we can really truly compare apples to apples. All right, let's go to one more question that we got. We are buying a home priced at $520,000 with a preferred lending incentive of $30,000. I'm going to stop there. Take it. Just take it. The homeless has to be completed the first week of November 2025. Here's what I tell everybody: take it. I don't even compete with the builder's lender. It would be idiotic for you to give up the $30,000 in credits unless you're just completely getting hosed. So here's what I would say to do: take whatever rate they give you with that $30,000 in credits. Use all those credits to pay every penny of costs. Okay, so you don't have any money out of pocket. So basically, it didn't cost you anything for the loan. So then, if and when rates come down even further, you can refinance, and you didn't have any cost in that loan. And then the next one, you'll need an appraisal and title. So that could be $2,000 in total fees. That's what I would do, and that's what I've been coaching all of our borrowers to do. It's like, just take the builder's incentives and go with it. Okay,
hey, so Dan,
folks. Yeah.
Tell them about the that borrower we're doing a loan for. We're refinancing him before his first payment's even being done.
So we have a borrower. I did exactly this. And what they gave him is he closed about two or three weeks ago. It's 7.375. So what we're doing is we're saying, okay, and at 7.375, they paid all his costs, set up his escrow. They even paid his HOA for 12 months. And so now he really had no skin in the game on that. Now he's coming back to us, and we're able to do 6.375. And he didn't have any cost on that other one, so that didn't cost him anything. This one he has appraisal and title, and so he's $1,200 into it. So for $1,200, he got all those benefits from the builder. He's never made a mortgage payment, so he's not going to have a mortgage payment for 3 or 4 months. And he's spending about $2,000 in fees total. Fantastic. That's how you do it. And I have videos actually going over those on my website. Let's see what else we got here. When is a good time to lock in rate considering the timeline? Out of 30K benefit would be the best way to use that money. Rate buy down. Nope. So here's what you're going to do on that one. Use all the money to pay your closing costs. And then only what you're going to do is you want to do a temporary buy down. Okay, because we know rates are going down. So you don't want to permanently buy it down now. Just do a temporary buy down. Do a 1 year buy down if you're depending on how much money you have in reserves, you know, the credits you're getting. And then what happens is when you go to refinance, there's still that money there. So let's say, for example, you do a temporary buy down and it costs $7,000 to kind of put in a kitty. And there's a lot more to explain on this one. So what happens is, as soon as we refinance and you pay off that loan, that $7,000 is going to come right off of your mortgage balance. So you didn't lose that money. You actually picked up all those lender credits and applied it as a principal reduction against your home. That's the way to do it. So make sure you use all the fees to pay all the credits to pay all your fees, and then anything left over, do either a 1-1 buy down, a 2-1 buy down, a 3-1 buy down. If you need clarification on how all that works, reach out to us. We'd love to help you with that as well. Miracle, what do we got here? We got Miracle. Currently, I have a 7.5% rate on a $642,000 loan. My debt-to-income ratio is high. Is there any solution to refinance? So, Miracle, the best thing I can advise you is just schedule a consultation. Here, let me give you my email address. I think it's right through here. Email me. Just email me. I'd love to answer any questions that you have. Maybe send me your mortgage statement. If you know your credit scores, let me know that. Okay, so let's get over to, I know we've gone through a lot of questions, but here I now want to go to current conventional loan. Current mortgage. Okay, so let's get over. Alan, I don't know if I can stop you from sharing. Or
yeah, let me see.
Okay, so let me share my screen. Okay, folks, so here's what I want to talk about. Here's where rates are going right now. They're down at 6.5. Remember, these were 8 about a year and a half ago? 8%. Okay, 8%. Weekly mortgage refinance. We went through there. We did the search engine. Alan walked us through a whole bunch of those. Alan also showed you how to find our mortgage calculator. If you don't know how to do that, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you our website and how all the tools on this thing that you need to really use, and it's there to help you. I hate websites. I hate them. You go there, and it's just too much mumbo jumbo. This one, I set up this thing. So let's go over it real quick. You go to therateupdate.com, and here's all the features. Up through here, call in that number. You're going to get Alan. Okay, you click this, ask Dan, you're going to get me. If you want to go schedule a consultation right through here, request an appointment. We basically do this on the phone with you. We'll Zoom here or whatever. We'll go over all the numbers, no hard pressure sales. And then we're like, okay, here's our link. If you want to put in your application, we're more than happy to help you. Otherwise, take care. And if you need anything else from us, let us know. So that's that part of it. Now, Here's what I want to show you guys right through here. The seven most common mistakes people do when they're looking to refinance. And I'm going to go through these with you real quick because this helps. As you guys saw, when we're going through all these questions with you, we need to know a lot of these points. And these are areas also on things you need to know. Okay, so let's get over to it. Extending your loan. So this is basically the seven most common mistakes homeowners make when refinancing. Number one, extend the loan term without realizing the cost. Okay, so a lot of people right now, they've only been in the loan for a year or two. Okay, that's not really that much. If you're going to refinance now, probably go back to a 30-year. But if you've been in that loan 5, 6, 7 years, maybe look at maybe a 25 or a 30-year term. Don't extend it out all the way back to 30 because how mortgages are created, the front end of the mortgage is where all the interest is basically paid. So if you can condense that loan term down, it's going to apply more money to your principal. So that's why a lot of times, you know, unless you're darn close to 30 years now, don't go back to 30 years. Reduce that term, even if it's the same payment a lot of times, if you can afford that payment. Here's one of the first questions I ask people a lot of times. It's like they want a lower rate, lower, you know, this and that. And I'm like, why? Are you comfortable with the payment? And if they say yes, the first thing I'm like, why don't we back in the term? Keep paying the same payment you're paying now. Maybe we can reduce your term, cut 3, 4, 5 years off of it. Think on how much more is going to be applied to your principal. Okay, so that's number one, not calculating the break-even point. So if you go over to this, and this is why we use this tool here on our website. So if you go to our mortgage calculator, you're going to go right to here and used in videos. Okay, the biggest thing we have here is, should I refinance? So here's, I go through this with people every day. So, for example, let's go into this one and say, you know, this is $330,000 at 7.75. I'm going to make it kind of crazy. But now we can get $330,000 at, you know, cost is $2,500. And the rate, I'm just going to make it, you know, at 5. Okay? So here's what it's telling you. It's going to say, here's how much money you're saving. But then down here, the break even. How long does it take you to kind of recoup your closing costs? This is 4 months, kind of a no-brainer. So if rates go down 6, 8 months from now, do it again, because it didn't cost you a lot of money to do so. And that's why we also explain to you how to use the builder's credits with a lot of these things. Okay, so let's go back to this and continue to go down. Break-even point, skipping a credit check before you apply. All the time. I had a young lady on Monday. She wanted to buy a home, and she sent me a video or a clip of her credit score that she thought. It was 620. I'm like, fantastic. I pulled a credit, and it was below 550. Why? I don't know where she got her credit scores. Okay, so this is an area where you really need to know what your credit scores are. Okay, so I actually created this system probably about 10, 12 years ago. Credit scores, it's plural, credit scores and more. Right down through here. If you really want to know your credit scores, click True Credit Scores. What this is going to do is it's going to give you your FICO credit. Now, you have to order it on here, and if you use this system, you get a discount. What it's going to do is it'll give you your FICO scores and more. I use this personally because, look here, 10 FICO scores. Do your FICO score, most widely used by mortgage companies. It does all this, credit monitoring. You can do simulators. You can do all kinds of things. But this is going to give you, it'll say right at the top, your mortgage credit score. So there's no variance here. It is what it is. You might get your credit score from Discover or something like that that's not accurate. So that is the system that you might want to use to get your real credit score. Now, we also I put things on here actually to help you out as well. There is one on here that's free. You probably already have it. It's if you have Credit Sesame or Credit Karma. If you don't, click this button right here. It's going to give you a free credit scoring system. Don't subscribe to any of the bells and whistles and that stuff. The free system is plenty good enough. So that's that part of it. Let's go back to this. So now we know where we are through here. Skip the credit check. Applying. Ignore rate lock timing. Floating your rate is a volatile market, can be backfire. Lock if it meets your goals. So unless you really know what's going on with rates and you like what you see, lock it. Okay, tomorrow we have the producer price index coming out. It could be as volatile as yesterday was on the consumer prices. So where rate's going to go tomorrow, I don't know. So a lot of people were locking in now because it's like, okay, they like their savings now. And if rates go the wrong way tomorrow, they might go up 0.25%. The people lose their savings. And again, we'll go back to it. Let's say mortgage rates plummet after we lock you. We have the ability to move you to a different lender, and that's the biggest point about using us. Not shopping with multiple lenders. Now, this is basically where we take this out of your hands at this point, okay? So on our website, right through here, you're going to go to right here and put in your application. Okay, again, how, what we do behind the scenes. We're going to run, we work with over 30 different banks, lenders, and credit unions. We're going to use this system to make sure we find the lowest rate out there in the whole country over with about 34 lenders that we're working with right now. So that's how, you know, we help you in today's day and age do this without you having to put in an application there. And that's why our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. We have the ability to do that, and we're just showing you how to do it now. And the last thing is roll all closing costs into the loan without thinking ahead. So most of the time the refinance, it might only be $1,000 or $2,000 in fees. Some people elect to finance that. Some people bring it to the closing. It's up to you guys. Do you have the money? Because you want to try to avoid financing more than you need. But what you also want to do is put yourself, if you're going to go through the refinance, make sure you're putting yourself in a really good position. Don't try to, you know, skimp on a lot of these things, because it might be a one and done with your refinance. So those are the top seven, basically, areas that first-time home or people make when they're trying to refinance their home. So what else? And that is that for this. So let's go through, Alan, we have two more questions. We have three more questions, and then that might do it for us. We've been on here a long time today. So thank you, folks, for joining us, and hopefully you're learning something today. Another question. I have an ARM mortgage on one of my investment properties with 5.5 APR, which fixed part will be ended in 2027. What is your long-term? I would keep it. And the adjustable rate mortgage, as the Federal Reserve continues to cut rates, your rate will go down and down and down. Because what it's going to do is, now that your ARM is up, so I explained in the video today how adjustable rate mortgages work. There's a 3, a 5, a 7, and a 10. What all that means is it's fixed for that duration of time, and then it starts adjusting. And normally it'll adjust every 6 months to a year. So if you get a 3-1 ARM, basically what that means is your rate is locked for 3 years. And then after that, every year it adjusts. And that's how adjustable rate mortgages are. So if you have an ARM on at 5.5 on an investment property, God bless you. That's all I got to say on that part of it. Let's go to the next one. What do we got here? Current mortgage, conventional loan, current balance is 510. Interest rate is 7.375. Looking to Alan, there you go, buddy. If you want to cut me off, you can go back to your pricing scenario if you'd like. Or do I need to turn mine off? Here, let me turn off my sharing. There you go, Buster. Would that lady call you the other day, Sparky?
She did.
We had a customer call in, and she was on, I think she was on speakerphone, and she called Alan Sparky. She was in a bad mood that day. She was in a bad mood every day.
Current, not sure what the value is, but the
current balance. View, can you tell us what the current balance is, pretty please? Honey Buns is scared. To Alan, this person, Honey Buns, love it. They're on here every week, and they say the same thing. I just love you joining me each week. So you can say anything you want. I'm just happy to have you here. Anything else there? Oh, hold on. It might have been here. Let's see. Current balance is 610. 5, 10, 5. It looks like the same question. It's the same question over and over. View, if you can give us your home value, pretty please. And
I don't know, my screen's not sharing, but I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
Yeah, probably around 6.375 is somewhere.
So you can get you can cut your rate probably by a full percent. So I'm going to go back to the slogan I had, folks. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Here's what I want to show you guys. Let me pull up my screen just for a second. Here, I'll just explain it on here. Many times people are just like, you know, you might be at 7.5 and we get you 6.5. People are like, oh, rates are going to come down even more and even more. So they hold and hold and hold to eventually either not do anything, lose it, or finally do it, and, you know, months and months later. So I'm not telling you you got to do it, but a lot of times make sure, you know, that extra eighth that you're trying to save, you know, I don't want 6, I want 5.875. How much of a difference is that really in money? And is it really worth losing? If you're saving $300 a month, do you really need $320 to make that break-even point? And I don't mean to be rude, but you know, say I'll just put it that way. Okay, last question. If I was to streamline my FHA, what rate would I get? is the rate standard for FHA. I have a credit score of 580. Well, here, let me do this. So I'll pull it up on my screen because I have access to that right now. And let's see what we got here. Go over to here and share my report. So let's get over and see where we are. So what do we got here? We got a 580 credit score. Michael, what is your credit? I'm sorry. Your loan amount, if you can give me. But there is here. Let me try to just answer that. If I submit, is there a rate standard for FHA? No. All rates are determined by your zip code, your credit scores, your property value, your loan amount. Those are the things that we require, and that's why, you know, these are why we're asking these questions on here. Let's just go through it real quick. I'll just go to this and FHA. So what we're looking at is an FHA streamline. Go through here. Let's say, for example, you owe, I don't even know how much you owe, three. Nope, that wasn't it. I don't know, Michael. I need more data than that, my friend. So I'll try to, let's just try to fill in.
But the answer is no, they're not all the same.
No, they're not all the same. So if you want a personalized quote, just reach out to me. I'd love to be able to help you in any way I can, folks. So we got to go, folks, because it is screaming here today. We got calls and emails, and people are uploading their loan estimates and everything else. But here, I just want to show you two more functions of our website, folks, if you haven't missed it. If you're looking to buy a house, please check out this program right through here. It'll give you up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a house in down payment assistance. Here's the benefit of this thing. There's a lot of people calling in right now to refinance, but the problem is they got down payment assistance loans for $10,000, maybe $15,000 that isn't for, or wasn't forgivable. So now the only way to refinance your home is you have to pay that off, because all those down payment assistance programs, they require that if you refinance or sell the house, it has to be paid off. So a lot of times you're stuck. You don't have that extra $10,000 or $15,000 in equity to be able to do that. This one, it's basically free money. There's no lien, there's no payments, there's nothing. Another piece of this puzzle, if you're looking to refinance, before you miss out that rate again, go in here and tell me, you know, what rate do you have now? What rate are you looking to refinance? When it hits there, I'll call you personally. I'll be calling you, texting you, and emailing. I sent out 10 yesterday, and I got one reply. So if you guys are filling out this data, please pay attention to my emails, texts, and everything else, because you might miss it. Last but not least, I just want to go over to this last piece, loan estimate review. If you already locked in with somebody and you got 3 weeks to closing, or it's a refinance, so you're really under no deadlines, let me know what rate you've locked in, or what's the best quote that you got so far. Upload it into this. This is our loan estimate tab. What I'm going to do is that you're just going to upload it in here. Tell me when you're closing, because if it's less than 2 weeks, I can't help you. If it's over 2 to 3 weeks, I'll be sending you a personalized video to let you know how much money we can save you in fees and how much we can cut that rate for you. And if we can't do either of those, folks, I don't expect you to join us and move over to our team, because the lender that you're working with right now is taking care of you. Also, those that are stuck out there, you have equity in your house, you just have no way of getting into it, we have a 5-day HELOC. Check this out. It'll give you, it's basically 100% automated. So there's nothing, you just plug in your information. What will happen is you'll get a link from us, and you basically structure your whole loan. You pick the rate, you pick the term, you pick the loan amount, you pick the fees, you pick everything, you click it, and these will fund within 5 business days. So if you're stretched right now and you need some quick cash, pulling that money out of your house, check out the 5-day HELOC. And folks, that is it for today. So, Alan, buddy, thanks for talking so much. Everybody used to yell.
I don't think I talk much at all.
Everybody used to say, "Hey, Dan, why don't you have?" It's tough when you're going back and forth, because it's hard to maneuver through that. So, thanks for joining me today, bud. And now you know who Alan is. So if you ever call in, schedule an appointment or whatever, Alan's there, and he's going to be joining me each Wednesday. We're going to go over things like this, answering any questions that you guys might have. So that is it for today, folks. I greatly appreciate you being with us this whole hour that we were here. And if you need any assistance, please don't forget to go to therateupdate.com right through here. You can reach out to us a whole bunch of ways. You can email us, call us, and all that information is right here on our website. So thanks for watching. Alan, thanks for joining me today as usual. And I will see you, folks.